listening to Power Hour Hogs with Connor. The power.
You guys feel good about that. No. 20-13 was the final score. Arkansas was a 24.5-point favorite, and they struggled with this SUS team, Portland State. Are you kidding me? So a lot of you feel uncomfortable about that game, and as you should. So first things first, college football is always weird in week one. No 7-on-7, no preseason, no nothing. This is the first time you play against someone else that is not your own team. There's going to be jitters from players and coaches. That's what we're going to focus on today. Because Chad Morris was not good in his first game. Now, he's not the only coach that butchered the game that he coached. Look at Mario Cristobal, who absolutely choked the Oregon game away against Auburn. What was he doing, burning all those timeouts? We can go into that some other time. And then you have a Willie Taggart at Florida State getting outscored 17-0 on his home field, losing to Boise. So, yeah, you're not the only coach, Chad Morris, that had a rough opening week. And he even told reporters today, yeah, you know, our offense was vanilla. Vanilla. Because they didn't want to, you know, give anything away for the Ole Miss game, which, you know, it's a big winnable game for Arkansas next week. We'll chat about that on a later topic. But today I went back and I watched the game, took some notes, and it was a lot worse than what I initially thought. Yes, Arkansas, when you look at the box score, they outgained Portland State by 170 yards. They had the football for 7 more minutes, yes. And they gave up a garbage time TD, which, by the way, John Chavis, can you make a clutch stop? For those that are familiar with LSU football and Texas A&M football, you know John Chavis doesn't ever get you the big stop when you really need it. And Arkansas needed one late. And, of course, they gave up a 14-play, 75-yard drive to allow that to be a one-possession game. Chavis, just one time, make a stop in the fourth quarter when it matters. But anyway, I want the focus today to be on Chad Morris because there is a huge difference. So we get caught up in all the different things that coaches do. You know, they have to speak to the media. They have to speak to boosters. You're the face of the program. You obviously have to recruit your tail off. And also, one added thing for Chad Morris is that he goes watches his son play on Friday nights, the night before he actually gets to coach these pressure-packed games on Saturday. So, you have a full plate. There's so many different things for you to do. The one thing Chad Morris has not done well is actually manage games. First things first, the quarterback. What were you thinking, Chad Morris? Why would you put Nicholas Starkle in when Ben Hicks is playing great football? 3 of his 4 drives to start the game were of 9 plays or more. The only 3 and out was when you called 2 basic running plays and left him with 3rd and long. Yeah, he gave up a sack, which knocked out of field goal range. And I can totally get that frustrating you. But he was moving the football. It wasn't graceful. It wasn't unbelievable. But the chains were moving when he was at quarterback. And you put Nicholas Starkle in the game in a tough spot. It's a sudden change. I don't know if it was planned to go to Starkle after 4 series. I don't know. But you put him in a spot. He wants to make a play. He hasn't played actual football in years. And he goes out there and throws an interception in the red zone. Pretty much taking points off the board. Why not let him start the second half? I've talked to different coaches about this. It's hard to just put a quarterback into the game. Let him start a fresh half. Give him a clean slate, tabula rasa, whatever phrase you want to use. And then, on the sudden change, you get the interception, you get the football back. He has to lead a drive with no timeouts because you can't just take Starkle out of the game. You gotta keep him in. You can't just pull him out during the interception. What does that do to his confidence? He takes you down the field. And then you run out of time. You had plenty of time to spike it and kick a field goal. But you don't do that, and you lose points. By the way, the score was only 10-6, so you put Nicholas Darko in a tough spot. What is that? What kind of coaching is that? And then you have the time management snafu. You just can't do this. You can't do this, people. Like, that was horrible. Horrible. And once again, in his first game, I understand all those things. But then, we move to the second half, which didn't get any better. Arkansas still couldn't pull away. They kept making mistakes. Chase Harrell had two really bad drops in that second half. But the one thing, and I'm always a believer as a coach, is sticking to your principles. So you go all the way back to the very first time Chad Morris addressed his players. One thing he said he was going to do was be aggressive. Be aggressive. What else? Be aggressive. Anyway, he said he was going to be aggressive. So why, on four separate occasions, were you in Portland State territory punting the football on fourth down? Four different times. So analytics, which is something Chad Morris talks about, on fourth and 14 from the 40-yard line, you were supposed to punt the football. They did. That was the right decision. But then on fourth and 6 from the 45 in the second half, they punted the football. The New York Times analytics system says you should go for it. SB Nation says you should punt. Then, fourth and 4 from 37, you punt it again. And the analytics, both metrics said you should go for it. And then, fourth and 6 from the 35-yard line, they said to punt, SB Nation, and then the New York Times, I think, said to go for it. So, none of those times you actually went for it. Go for it. You said you were going to be aggressive. You're an offensive coach. I understand trusting your defense. Totally get that. But at some point, back up what you actually say. Show off those offensive chops. Believe in big hits. And I understand the injuries were there. And I know a lot of you are throwing the stat line out that big hits was, 14-29 for 143. But yeah, no interceptions. No sacks, or I think he might have one. I'm not sure. But, most importantly, there was four drops and three throwaways because of pressure. He played very efficient football. He was fine. And by the way, he didn't have his best offensive weapon. C.J. O'Grady, his best lineman. He's going to be in on those Chase Harrell plays, and there won't be drops there. So, overall, I thought Arkansas played fine. They just weren't coached to the highest degree. And that has got to change. It has got to change. And I do think Chad Morris can coach better, but so far, you know, you go back to last year against Colorado State. We're coming up on week two against Ole Miss. You have to be aggressive in all walks of life. I don't believe in being aggressive. You got to go out and go get wins. Last year against Colorado State, the whole season turned on this one play. It was fourth and inches from the 50-yard line. You had not had one negative play offensively. Yes, you had run the ball successfully for at least 2 yards every single time. They were not stopping you. You punted the football away, and that's when the Colorado State comeback started to happen. So, I want Arkansas to be aggressive. What is this left-wing hammer down? Yes. Show it. Show it to me, okay? Show it to me. Be aggressive. If you're going to say that, show it, okay? They went for it on 4th and 1 in the first half, and they got it. The chains kept moving. Show off your offense, man. Believe in those guys. Okay? There you go. Like, subscribe, share. It's a short and sweet and to the point. We're all about that here on Power Hour Hogs. I'm wearing the t-shirt of my friend Mo Alexander. He has got an album recording coming up in Memphis. You look at the date right here. It is September 20th. Go to Mo Alexander's Instagram page and you can find all his info. You can hit me up and I'll tell you. There's a lot of Memphis Hogs out there. Mo Alexander, support my friend, okay? Comedians stick together, okay? So, what I want to do, let me throw this out to the audience. Let me know in the comments, do you think Arkansas will win all of their remaining non-conference games against these weak non-Power 5 teams? Let me know. My goodness, Western Kentucky just lost to UCA. That would be embarrassing if you lost to a team that lost to UCLA. So, let me know in the comments, and I want you to know that I love you. We're hard love. That's what we do on this podcast, okay? Let's connect on socials. My name is Carter the Power. Boom!